This is a public hearing to consider the update of the Commission's Sabaquis guidelines that were developed pursuant to House Bill 2181 and Senate Bill 1074 for the 2023 General Assembly. Originally adopted in 1986, our guidelines were last updated in 2005. The guidelines are used to guide the Commission and its staff in the application of its policies, criteria, and guidelines to serve and inform citizens of the general terms and conditions under which Sabaquis activities will be permitted in state waters. Updates to VMRC's guidelines today or before you to align with the legislative action associated with Senate Bill 1074 and House Bill 2181, which were identical. Additionally, the updates have been requested by the Office of the Attorney General for, as they are the current subject of litigation styled as Briar Oaks Properties LLC versus VMRC in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm sorry, I should be using the clicker, my apologies. Quick summary of the legislation. With the passage of Senate Bill 1074 and House Bill 2181, now codified in 28.2.1203A9 of the Code, any activity conducted in stream after July 1 of this year in non-tidal waters is now not required to obtain a submerged lands encroachment permit from VMRC. And that is provided the person performing those activities obtains a Virginia water protection permit and complies with all the requirements of DEQ's Virginia Water Resources and Wetlands Protection Program. VMRC retains, however, residual jurisdiction for any proposed encroachments over or under the stream. You just saw a general permit for those types of activities for utilities. So any activity over or under the stream in non-tidal waters, VMRC is still has jurisdiction, will write those permits. Any activity in stream is a DEQ issue. We're also providing updates to the guidelines as necessary to clarify VMRC's residual jurisdiction over non-tidal waters for that litigation that's pending before the Craig County Circuit Court. A little bit about that complaint. The plaintiffs argue that VMRC in both its Sabaquis guidelines and on its website erroneously state it has proprietary authority over all submerged lands throughout the Commonwealth. The plaintiff further argues that the Commission wrongfully claims that the Commonwealth owns the submerged lands of Craig's Creek and that the Commonwealth, through the Office of the Attorney General, supports the Commission's wrongful claim, thus clouding their title to these lands. That case is set. There's a pretrial hearing again in November, and then if it isn't squashed there, it'll go on to court in February. As such, we drafted updates to the guidelines and a memorandum of agreement with DEQ to clarify VMRC's residual permitting authority in non-tidal waters resulting from the 2023 legislation. The three bullets on the screen summarize the primary edits to the guidelines that were required by the legislation and or provided by the Office of Attorney General. And I want to remark, the edits were very brief. It's just to reflect the change in jurisdiction. So in the guidelines, they now point out that we had the authority prior to July 1 of this year for anything over, under, through, and on the submerged lands. But now with the legislation in effect, after July 1 of this year, in-stream activities in non-tidal waters no longer require our authorization from VMRC, provided that person performing those activities obtains the Virginia Water Protection Permit from DEQ and complies with their program requirements.
Only you, Randy.
Yeah.
Only you, buddy.
The Commission will continue to require, as we said, the permits for encroachments over or under the non-tidal waters. We did, in keeping with Executive Order 19, post this on the Virginia Register and on the Register at the Town Hall site in August. We've had no comments received to date. We have received the Virginia Office of Regulatory Management's review and acceptance of these updates. So in summary, updates to the guidelines are now necessary to align with the legislation adopted in 2023, and additionally before you today, based on direction of the Office of the Attorney General in light of the Craig County litigation. The resulting duplicative permit requirements for DEQ and VMRC for work in non-tidal waters remain due to a post-session interpretation of the DEQ Virginia Water Protection Permit Program. And lastly, the proposed updates in the aforementioned MOA clarify VMRC's residual jurisdiction over activities impacting state-owned submerged lands in the Commonwealth's non-tidal waters accordingly, in keeping with the authority of 28.2-103 of the Code of Virginia. Staff recommends adoption of the Sebacus Guidelines October 23 update as presented for consideration by the Commission today.
Thank you, Randy. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on this matter? Everybody must be here for the same thing. That being said, matters before the Commission for discussion and or motion.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion from Mr. Erskine to approve staff recommendation. Got a second from Mr. Branson. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Proceed, Ms. Peabody. How are you?
Good morning. I'm Rachel Peabody. I'm the